You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
It's the Social Soundbite. It's Wednesday, and at this time, we find out what's happening in social media. I'm Jay Capron, Nick Westergaard here with Brand Driven Digital, the State of the Union last night. It's become a social event, hasn't it?
It certainly has, and this one was supposed to be the most social yet. You heard them feeding news outlets that that they were preparing the speech for social media, and as someone that works in social media, I was curious to see what exactly that was supposed to mean. And, you know, you saw, you know, the usual, posts about preparing for it. And then beforehand, there was an Instagram post of the notorious tan suit that he wore last August with the hashtag, the update that he's suiting up for the State of the Union with the hashtag Yes We Tan, which I thought, is he going to wear that suit? He can't possibly.
I saw a post about Joni Ernst's shoes. Watch out for the shoes she's wearing. So yeah, they had everything out there, didn't they?
Yeah, but I think more important and relevant to the speech itself was you saw for the first time the White House posted the full text of the speech to Medium, which is a pretty savvy social platform, publishing platform, among the tech sets. So that's obviously getting that in front of a pretty savvy audience. And also during the speech itself, of course, you saw during the shout out to astronaut Scott Kelly, talking about his upcoming mission and the year he's going to spend in space, said be sure to Instagram it. But more importantly, I think that there's a lot of things that businesses, small, large, and in between, can take away from that as well. You know, we're not all hosting events on par with the State of the Union, but I think that there's a lot of things that you can take away from this. You saw, as he was telling the story, that he kind of used a bookend the speech, and he was talking about the letter that woman wrote from Minneapolis. And around that same time, the White House Instagram account pushed out a picture of the president in some diner talking with this woman. So you saw them kind of feeding some of that content that kind of supported what he was talking about. You saw them also pushing out charts and graphs. One thing that wasn't super different from recent years was them releasing a split screen of the of the video that had a lot of the charts and graphs and what he was talking about next to him talking as well. So beyond that level of participation, you know, releasing, getting ready a lot of that information, whether that's charts, graphs, or just simply photographs, so that you have things ready to share when you're getting ready for your organization's big event.
Yeah, you could take some examples from that and use them with your business for sure. That's Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital. So that's kind of timely, and certainly with last night's big State of the Union and the rebuttal from Joni Ernst, the response. Is there anything else today for the Social Soundbite?
Well, I found one article on, if your audience is in the B2B tech space, the most popular types of content might surprise you. You know, we talk about content marketing and maybe focus too intently on blogging, ebooks, things like that. Product brochures are the leading form when it comes to B2B tech buyers. So just because you're excited about blogging, podcasting, other forms of content, don't overlook some of those tried and true vehicles like your product brochures, your email marketing, your white papers, those still performing very well. That's in some new data from Ecolo Media.
Huh. Well, I saw a piece, too. I could kind of piggyback that JCPenney is going back to the future, they say. They're going back in time, and they're getting those catalogs out again. They stopped those catalogs, and talk about something that's old school. But what they said they've learned is that people take those catalogs and then look up the stuff that they see in the catalog on the internet, and they buy it online.
Well, it's all part of this multi-channel experience, too. So I think as much as I work in the digital space, I think what you're really talking about is the entire consumer experience.
Right. Absolutely. Good information, as always. The Social Soundbite, Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital. You can visit branddrivendigital.com. Follow him at Nick Westergaard. Follow me at Jay Capron on social media, and we always find out what's happening. So thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay.
Nick Westergaard will be back with more after this. A snapshot of stories we've been talking about coming up.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.